The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hello, and once again, this is the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm so glad you're here today. My name is Steve Webb. This is episode number 226, and today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 38 through 43. Let's begin. Psalms 38, a psalm of David, written to get God's attention. O Lord, do not continue to rebuke me in your anger. Do not continue to punish me in your raging fury. For your arrows pierce me, and your hand presses me down. My whole body is sick because of your judgment. I am deprived of health because of my sin. For my sins overwhelm me like a heavy load. They are too much for me to bear. My wounds are infected and starting to smell because of my foolish sins. I am dazed and completely humiliated. All day long I walk around mourning, for I am overcome with shame and my whole body is sick. I am numb with pain and severely battered. I groan loudly because of the anxiety I feel. O Lord, you understand my heart's desire. My groaning is not hidden from you. My heart beats quickly. My strength leaves me. I can hardly see. Because of my condition, even my friends and acquaintances keep their distance. My neighbors stand far away. Those who seek my life try to entrap me. Those who want to harm me speak destructive words. All day long they say deceitful things. But I am like a deaf man. I hear nothing. I am like a mute who cannot speak. I am like a man who cannot hear and is incapable of arguing his defense. Yet, I wait for you, O Lord. You will respond, O Lord, my God. I have prayed for deliverance because otherwise they will gloat over me. When my foot slips, they will arrogantly taunt me, for I am about to stumble and I am in constant pain. Yes, I confess my wrongdoing and I am concerned about my sins. But those who are my enemies for no reason are numerous. Those who hate me without cause outnumber me. They repay me evil for the good I have done. Though I have tried to do good to them, they hurl accusations at me. Do not abandon me, O Lord. My God, do not remain far away from me. Hurry and help me, O Lord, my deliverer. Psalms chapter 39. For the music director, Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I decided I will watch what I say and make sure I do not sin with my tongue. I will put a muzzle over my mouth while in the presence of an evil man. I was stone silent. I held back the urge to speak. My frustration grew. My anxiety intensified. As I thought about it, I became impatient. Finally, I spoke these words. O Lord, help me understand my mortality and the brevity of life. Let me realize how quickly my life will pass. Look, you make my days short-lived, and my lifespan is nothing from your perspective. Surely all people, even those who seem secure, are nothing but vapor. Surely people go through life as mere ghosts. Surely they accumulate worthless wealth without knowing who will eventually haul it away. But now, O Lord, upon what am I relying? You are my only hope. Deliver me from all my sins of rebellion. Do not make me the object of fools' insults. I am silent and cannot open my mouth because of what you have done. Please stop wounding me. You have almost beaten me to death. You severely discipline people for their sins. Like a moth, you slowly devour their strength. Surely all people are a mere vapor. Selah. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not ignore my sobbing, for I am dependent on you, like one residing outside his native land. I am at your mercy, just as all my ancestors were. Turn your angry gaze away from me, so I can be happy before I pass away. Psalms chapter 40. For the music director, by David, a psalm. I relied completely on the Lord, and he turned toward me and heard my cry for help. He lifted me out of the watery pit, out of the slimy mud. He placed my feet on a rock and gave me secure footing. He gave me reason to sing a new song, praising our God. May many see what God has done, so that they might swear allegiance to him and trust in the Lord. How blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord and does not seek help from the proud or from liars. O Lord, my God, you have accomplished many things. You have done amazing things and carried out your purposes for us. No one can thwart you. I want to declare them and talk about them, but they are too numerous to recount. Receiving sacrifices and offerings are not your primary concern. You make that quite clear to me. You do not ask for burnt sacrifices and sin offerings. Then I say, look, I come. What is written in the scroll pertains to me. I want to do what pleases you, my God. Your law dominates my thoughts. I have told the great assembly about your justice. Look, I spare no words. O Lord, you know this is true. I have not failed to tell about your justice. I spoke about your reliability and deliverance. I have not neglected to tell the great assembly about your loyal love and faithfulness. O Lord, you do not withhold your compassion from me. May your loyal love and faithfulness continually protect me, for innumerable dangers surround me. My sins overtake me, so I am unable to see. They outnumber the hairs of my head, so my strength fails me. Please be willing, O Lord, to rescue me. O Lord, hurry and help me. May those who are trying to snatch away my life be totally embarrassed and ashamed. May those who want to harm me be turned back and ashamed. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be humiliated and disgraced. May all those who seek you be happy and rejoice in you. May those who love to experience your deliverance say continually, may the Lord be praised. I am oppressed and needy. May the Lord pay attention to me. You are my helper and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay. Psalms chapter 41. For the music director, a Psalm of David. How blessed is the one who treats the poor properly. When trouble comes, the Lord delivers him. May the Lord protect him and save his life. May he be blessed in the land. Do not turn him over to his enemies. The Lord supports him on his sickbed. You completely heal him from his illness. As for me, I said, O Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies ask this cruel question about me. When will he finally die and be forgotten? When someone comes to visit, he pretends to be friendly. He thinks of ways to defame me, and when he leaves, he slanders me. All who hate me whisper insults about me to one another. They plan ways to harm me. They say, an awful disease overwhelms him, and now that he is bedridden, he will never recover. Even my close friend, whom I trusted, he who shared meals with me, has turned against me. As for you, O Lord, have mercy on me and raise me up so I can pay them back. By this I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me because of my integrity. You allow me permanent access to your presence. The Lord God of Israel deserves praise in the future and forevermore. We agree, we agree. Psalms chapter 42. For the music director, a well-written song by the Korahites. As a deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, for the living God. I say, when will I be able to go and appear in God's presence? I cannot eat. I weep all day and night. All day long they say to me, where is your God? I will remember and weep. For I was once walking along with the great throng to the temple of God, shouting and giving thanks along with the crowd as we celebrated the holy festival. Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you upset? Wait for God, for I will again give thanks to my God for his saving intervention. I am depressed, so I will pray to you while I am trapped here in the region of the Upper Jordan, from Hermon, from Mount Mizar. One deep stream calls out to another at the sound of your waterfalls. All your billows and waves overwhelm me. By day the Lord decrees his loyal love, and by night he gives me a song, a prayer to the living God. I will pray to God, my high ridge. Why do you ignore me? Why must I walk around mourning because my enemies oppress me? My enemies' taunts cut me into the bone as they say to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you upset? Wait for God, for I will again give thanks to my God for his saving intervention. Psalms chapter 43. Vindicate me, O God. Fight for me against an ungodly nation. Deliver me from deceitful and evil men. For you are the God who shelters me. Why do you reject me? Why must I walk around mourning because my enemies oppress me? Reveal your light and your faithfulness. They will lead me. They will escort me back to your holy hill and to the place where you live. Then I will go to the altar of God, to the God who gives me ecstatic joy, so that I express my thanks to you, O God, my God, with a harp. Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you upset? Wait for God, for I will again give thanks to my God for his saving intervention. For me, the thread that seemed to run through today's reading was that even for people close to God, times of trouble are going to come. And we even question whether or not God pays any attention to us, whether God knows that we are in deep need. That's common. That's part of being a thinking, feeling human being. But the reassurance is that yes, He's there. Yes, He hears, no matter what we are feeling. Our feelings change. God does not change. All of us sin, and that causes a feeling of separation. And it does cause a separation between us and God. But as we've learned as we've been reading through the Old Testament and the New Testament, when we turn back to God, He's faithful to forgive us. I recently got an email from a brand new listener in Ontario, Canada. And not only is she new to the show, but she's brand new to podcasting. Made me think that maybe I should spend a couple of minutes talking about how you can get this show automatically downloaded to your computer. And if you have an MP3 player like an iPod or a Zune or something like that, you can have it automatically transferred to your device as well. That's what a podcast is. You can subscribe to the podcast, and all that means is you're telling your computer every time there's a brand new show, I want it automatically downloaded. There's several different free pieces of software that you can download from the internet. If you have an iPod, then it would be iTunes. It makes it very simple. If you have another type of MP3 player, there are other pieces of software. They're called podcatchers. You can do a search for podcast software or podcatcher, something like that, using Google or MSN, whatever search engine you use. Or you can write me an email and I'll walk you through it. My email address is steve.lifespring@gmail.com. If you're a new listener to the show, welcome. I'm so glad to have you with us. And if you've been with me from the beginning, I hope you've been as blessed as I have as we've read through the Bible together. Tomorrow we'll continue in the book of Psalms. And until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb.
This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.